where Govan Stadium is, there was a sand washer that used to be where the Govan Stadium is now, because they dug it all out. And we used to go over there to play, and there were trucks that used to go, these huge trucks that used to go up the rails there, and used to get them up as far as we could, which was only a few feet actually, because they were so heavy, and then sit on them and ride down to the bottom, which was highly dangerous. And I tore a pair of trousers that my mother could ill afford to replace, and she was quite upset about that. That was another thing, mischief we got up to. And these aren't really early memories, are they? But I mean, in Leamsford Lane, we used to spend all our time, myself and one particular friend, down by the River Lee. And we used to go down there and play about in the water and get wet feet, and used to go up under the railway bridge further along the Lee and light the fire to dry our socks off, because I always got wet socks, and they never got dry. And then one day we found a cigarette machine, which was just a shell, and it floated, so we floated down the river on this cigarette machine. And so that was great. We couldn't get it back, so we left it there. But we really spent all our time playing down by the swimming pool is. And because when we were at Peartree, we used to go to the old swimming pool for swimming lessons.
Which was where?
Where the subsequent one was. It was on the same site as the, I call it the present one, it's gone, long gone, but there was a little pool there. And you could see a frog in there now and again, and tadpoles. It was, I don't know how we got away with it. On one occasion, in the corner, I found a reed bunting's nest with eggs in, and that was literally inside the swimming pool area. And they used to open the kiosk, because we used to walk from Peartree to the swimming pool fellas, and it was always freezing cold, always freezing cold. And they opened up the kiosk for us, and we could get a cup of Bovril, hot Bovril, for a penny. And that was really sort of saved the day. And then we walked back to Peartree.
Did you have to pay to use the pool?
No. They must have, the school presumably paid, but we certainly didn't. We just all arrived and went in and came out again. I never did know the finances, but we certainly didn't pay individually, no. That's why I learned to swim, and it was a question of getting out as quickly as you could. So, and it was wooden surrounds. It was amazing, really, how it must have been dreadfully unhygienic. But instead of the concrete surround, there was just sort of wooden sleepers, you know. It was ridiculous.